I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ, and archived on TVTimeMachine.com.
All right, Kelly, are you ready for this?
Replacing Regis Philbin. It just doesn't seem possible, Gelman.
I know. Fortunately, we have a lot of great options for new co-hosts, so we're going to have you sit with them and see if there's any chemistry.
All right, let's do it. Let's go.
All right, up first, we have someone who's become a fixture at award ceremonies, Ricky Gervais.
Hello, it's great to be here.
Ricky, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. You know, hosting the Golden Globe, so prestigious.
It would be so fun to have you as a co-host.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, because always been my dream to replace an 80-year-old man. Not really.
Terrific stuff. Thanks, Ricky.
You know what I just realized, Gelman? Maybe the best co-host would be the person who's been here since the beginning.
Really?
That's right. It's time to bring back Kathy Lee.
We're back again with actress, writer, and SNL cast member Nassim Pedrad, right here on the TV Time Machine.
You became a regular cast member recently on SNL, so I'm sure that more and more people are recognizing you on a daily basis. What is that like?
It's not as bad as, like, you'd think. I don't know. A lot of people don't, just because so much of the show work. Playing people that look nothing like us, so we're in wigs and
right.
But yeah, you do sometimes get recognized, and it's usually a very pleasant exchange. It's also, you know, weird at times if you're, you know, in the middle of shoving your face with pasta, but other than that, it's usually fine.
Now, do you get a chance, as you said, you really have a crazy, hectic schedule on the show. Do you get a chance to hang out and socialize with the rest of the cast members, or are you just way too busy to do normal things?
No, we definitely do. We do. We have to, you know, unwind every now and then. Sometimes we have Thursday nights off, which is nice. You can at least try to make plans to go get dinner. But like I said, the cast is... it's such a great group of... I feel so lucky to be in this cast, and I think we all genuinely enjoy hanging out, and you know, if we sometimes, like, get out of work, we'll go grab dinner, grab a drink, and it's nice to want to be able to do that with who we work with.
Are you guys, like, consciously aware of the legacy of SNL, and do you feel a responsibility to kind of carry that on? I mean, do the ghosts of SNL sometimes visit your minds?
We're very aware of the legacy. I think what keeps us from spiraling or freaking out that we're on the show is that we have a show to put on every week, and we just have to focus on the work, you know? But there are definitely times where you're just sitting in rehearsal and it hits you. Even now, this being my third season, I don't think there's a day that I take it for granted or am not aware of, you know, of exactly that, the legacy.
Not to give away, you know, any secrets or anything like that, but are there certain characters or real people that you would like to portray on the show now and in the future?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I meet people all the time that I'm like, you should be a character. I should study you. Yeah, I mean, whenever you're writing a character, for example, you just are trying to pick apart what makes that person funny and expose that. And a lot of times those people are people with interesting, you know, worldviews or points of view or mannerisms, and you end up studying people.
Have you based any of your characters on personal friends, family, that sort of thing?
Well, I did a character who, her name was Bedelia, that I wrote with one of our writers, Mike O'Brien, and as we started developing her, I started to realize I was doing a version of my younger sister because the character was very much like obsessed with her parents, thought they were the coolest. And that is my sister Nina. That was how she kind of was growing up. She was my dad's little minion and just loved hanging out with him, thought he was the coolest thing in the world.
Bedelia, is everything okay?
Hey, Mom.
Sweetie, it's 1 a.m. Why did you have me come back here?
No, Mom, come on, let's hang out.
Bedelia, this is a sleepover. It's a big bonding time for you kids. Hey, look, those kids look like they're having a good time. Why don't you go say hi?
Okay, cutie. Miss me. Hey, guys, you buzzing about my mom?
No.
Why did you invite your mom?
Wow, where to begin? She drinks white tea. She's met Dan Rather. She knows exactly how to clean silk. Should I keep going?
No, we're good.
You guys ever heard of France? She's got a coffee table book about it.
I want to talk about your mom, Bedelia. We're playing truth or dare.
Okay, I dare you to find a woman who strikes a better balance between work and family.
Are you talking about your mom again?
You get it. She gets it. Bye.
I would say that's the person that's been closest to someone I know. And a lot of times it's just, here's a crazy person that I walked by on the street.
You mean there are crazy people in New York that you can actually base your characters on?
I hate to break it to you, but yes. I mean, sometimes I'll honestly like just walk by someone and there's just over here, like even a slice of a conversation they're having, and that's enough of a kernel of something to inspire you to write a character, you know? They certainly don't always get on the show, but they can be very fun to write, and that's so much a part of being a cast member, is just trying things out. You know, a lot of times they never see the light of day, but that's part of the fun, is for me certainly, is, you know, the writing process I definitely enjoy a lot.
Nassim, how do you see your career in like 5, 10, 20 years?
Well, 5 and 20 are very different, but I hope to, you know, certainly continue to be doing comedy. And for me, you know, writing is a way that affords me opportunities, whether it's writing screenplays. You know, I think a lot of people, when their time at SNL is done, hope to do, you know, just hope to continue to be working actors in film or television. So, yeah, I obviously would like to have a family someday, but I don't think I'll ever stop pursuing comedy and performing.
Now, outside of SNL, are there any projects that you're currently working on or will be working on in the near future?
Yeah, I'm working actually with my sister. We're writing a script for Mandate, and it's been really fun. Very different writing a 110-page story when you're used to writing, you know, a 7-page sketch, but right. It's been really exciting. And she's a writer as well.
How much writing do you do on SNL in terms of sketch writing?
It's really one night of the week. It's Tuesday night is our writing night, and we come in, you know, I usually come in around 1 or 2, and you kind of write all night until the next day, until Wednesday morning, go home, take a, you know, nap if you can, shower, and then come back for the table read. So, yeah, it all kind of happens on Tuesday.
So do you like writing? Is that part of the creative process
that
you really
enjoy? Yeah, I love
it. Great, great.
I love it. I think, yeah, I don't even know how I necessarily would have ended up on SNL if I didn't like writing, because you're writing your audition.
Yes.
And that's, you know, you have to, you're not just doing characters and impressions. You try to write jokes for those characters and impressions. I imagine it would be a harder place if you didn't enjoy the writing process when you first start, because that's how you're creating opportunities for yourself.
Now, where can people find you online? Do you tweet? Do you have a page on Facebook?
I do not tweet. I had a Facebook page from before I got the show, and I think it's still active, but I usually don't have time to go up and let people know what I'm thinking.
Exactly. But nevertheless, people should...
for that.
Nevertheless, people should like your page.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't think it's a fan page. I think it's just the same old page I had from, like, years ago.
Okay.
Every once in a while, my uncle will post something. Other than that, not a lot of activity.
Well, Nassim, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
This is Jim Benson. Join us again next time as our magical transport takes us on yet another journey exploring television's past, present, and future. You'll find your next adventure right here on the TV Time Machine.